I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. Well, here we go. So our guest, we are telepathically calling in our splendiferous guest, who is James Fadiman. Come in telepathically, James Fadiman. I have unconflicted enthusiasm. I will use this time while we're awaiting to tout his fantastic book, The Psychedelic Explorer's Guide, which we are offering for a pledge of $100 to KPFA. It's perfect. It's perfect. Called America's Wisest and Most Respected Authority on Psychedelics and Their Use. James Fadiman, who's coming in soon, has been involved with psychedelic research since the 1960s. Me too. The Psychedelic Explorer's Guide addresses the immediate and long-term effects of psychedelic use for spiritual high-dose, therapeutic moderate-dose, and problem-solving low-dose purposes. Fadiman outlines the best practices for safe, sacred, entheogenic voyages learned through his more than 40 years of experience from the benefits of having a sensitive guide during a session and how to be one to the importance of the setting and pre-session intention. So I'll just do a little more on the fantastic book, which I wish, he's showing up. Here's James Fadiman. Welcome.
Well, I'm so glad to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. That's wonderful. I'm just touting your book, which I wish, you know, at this riptide, right, of science proving folklore and this resonance with the 60s and, you know, and now so much of entheogens have become a business with many people not necessarily prepared. I want everyone to read this book. I just want everybody to read this book. Let me just tout this too. You can have this wonderful book for a pledge of $100 to KPFA. It's a double gift to yourself, the world, and to KPFA by calling 800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org. So, yeah, no, James Fadiman, like we have not met before, right?
No, I've been listening to you on and off for years, and we have not met.
Oh, that's so darling. Right, it feels like we have. It's a memory of the future, James, and your wonderful wife, Dorothy. Hi there, hello. Yes, I grew up on entheogens. We will explore many things back and forth. I find this book super useful. A little thing. You know, I wrote an essay on psychedelic literature in eighth grade, and then I remember reading a Life magazine article that said LSD doesn't change you because after you take it, it's not you anymore. And I was like, I must find this. If they're saying if the reality police is saying this, it must be really great, right? So off we went.
What a wonderful line of description. Of saying, don't worry, it'll just change you totally. Go for it.
Right. Who needs an identity? Right. And then having the great good fortune to be part of a kind of much older person. I'm 17. It's 1969-70. And I got to hang out with Dr. Andrew Weil, you know, and people clerking for the Supreme Court and doing things. And it's sort of like a full circle. Because it was people who were really working on doing good in the world, you know, and it was responsible entheogenic use. And here's also, we were reading the Whole Earth Catalog, and you can bring in Stuart Brand and just follow whatever he said to read. We read it, right? So, yeah, and your connection to Stuart Brand is, remind me?
I met Dorothy, my wife, through Stuart. I sat for Stuart for his first psychedelic experience, and I did a bunch of book reviews for the Whole Earth Catalog, so I love your comment that if it was reviewed there, we should buy it.
Right, no, that's right. That's why it feels like I know you. I've probably read you, or you probably were an influential guide, because people say, you know, how did you ever get into astrology? And I go, drugs. But what I really mean is entheogens, because it was the magic of childhood, like Wordsworth's poem, you know, kind of there. And then I became kind of grumpy, left-wing religion's a crutch person, and then LSD and mushrooms, I'm like, oh, patterns within and without, you know, tracking patterns.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. So it saved me. Persian carpets and what's inside us. So I'm super grateful to your work and to the all the entheogens. And then and you'd said when I said, oh, can you come on radio? And you go, perfect. You just finished your book on microdosing. Yeah.
Yep. Just finished the last editorial question, which is, why don't you write a preface? So I am at the moment freer than I've been in about 3 years, and what a wonderful way to celebrate with you.
That's so great. I'm so delighted, enthused, and honored. And when it comes out, we will do another show. We will do many shows. I like thinking of this as part one, because as I'm wending my way through the book, the fantastic book, and also it is synchronicity, as you'd said, the psychedelic explorer's guide, which you can have, you lucky listeners. It's useful even if you don't take entheogens. Just reading it is like a micro dose. I think even the words are good. Going, ooh, and I do want to delve into. You have many chapters on problem solving, and how Francis Crick, you know, saw the double helix when he was.
So he says.
Yeah, that's right. No, his partner was grumpier. But he in very British style, he said, it's not a mystical thing. It's a thinking tool. That's all it is. No, it's just a thinking. It's like, all right, whatever, you British person. Whatever works for you, that's great. But to toss it back to you, and why the book is so valuable and your work is so valuable, and the soon microdosing is, I feel it's so much a part of what we need, you know, kinship, patterns, because you do say this beautiful connection.
Yeah. Well, the Explorer's Guide is about breaking through the kind of illusion that you're a separate self. And
right.
What a relief. It's kind of like breaking through the illusion of being lonely. And then suddenly you are around with people and you're not lonely. And it was always that way.
Right. No, that's right. And I do have just from your splendid website, which people can go to, jamesfadiman.com, and you just write, the work most worth doing for me has been helping myself and others remember how interwoven we are with the rest of the natural world. Only when we act out a dark fantasy of separation do we harm the very world in which we are enmeshed. You know, once awakened, exploitation of others, the destruction of any ecosystem, and the ultimate obscenity of war becomes as impossible to support as it would be to take a hammer and cut off one's own fingers. Well, okay, we'll move on to another metaphor. Moving right along. Well, because I'm calling our show, you know, well, we all want monikers, and I think all the different chapters of our life are reporting in. So I now refer inwardly to myself, and now outwardly as an entheo anarcho astro animist, that kind of pulls it all together. And then I love the word endogenous
yeah.
indigenuity. So we have endogenous receptors for DMT and endogenous receptors for kinship and myth and all of those things. So. Yeah. So, are you feeling well? You just finished your book, and I scooted right in, going hello, and you were like, "I'm ready. I'm available." Synchronicity. I love that. So, do you feel an ardent enthusiasm about the increased pertinence of your work now?
Oh, as my wife said, isn't it wonderful we've lived long enough so that people respect you for what they basically thought you were a terrible person to be thinking. So yeah, it's wonderful, and also, in spite of the greed vultures, psychedelics seem to be moving forward in a lot of wonderful ways, and having spent decades at the high dose end, you know, discovering that we're all one and that we're all divine, and that we're all immortal, microdosing is like Nobody's bothered by it. It just makes you feel better.
Right. Oh, we have just a very short, like a 20-second clip to play right now from Bill Hicks, but I think it will be charming to yourself and our listeners. So here we have Bill Hicks.
I'd like to see a positive LSD story. Would that be newsworthy? Just once? Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slower vibration, that we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There's no such thing as death. Life is only a dream, and you're the imagination of yourselves. Here's Tom with the weather.
Oh, yeah. No, that's one of my favorite quotes, because the whole thing is, hey, here's what happens with the media, and then he gives you this description, which is, he thinks is satirical, which is really wonderfully accurate, and then says, and you know, and here's the weather, and here's the sports, and
right,
you know,
right.
Here's the...
No, yeah, well, we want to you know, trickster these things in, and just speaking of trickster, you just had your Uranus trickster return, so it says, oh, and now you're getting even wilder. Do you
I'm
feel
so
even...
relieved that I'm not going to be ghost, have to go straight after all these years.
You're not going to be what?
Straight in the conventional
sense. Oh, no, that's right. No, that's right.
Boring.
No, you are very, very happening. You know, as is everything, the sacrament, I have your chart for fun, the chart of now for fun. And the bicycle ride in LS, April 19th, 1943, and being a Swiss chemist, he noted the time, which was 4:20 p.m. in
right.
Basel, Switzerland. And my colleague Jim Lewis, late great ancestor, was always working with different places, and he said, so when LSD was born, Uranus and trickster G and Venus and Saturn were rising due east in San Francisco, saying it's probably going to have an effect there anyway. So, it sure did. And it's Wavy Gravy's birthday yesterday. Hello, Wavy Gravy. So it's a confluence. Yeah, and Wavy Gravy, it was his 88th birthday, and he was in charge of security at Woodstock with the hog farm. A better choice than the Hell's Angels at Altamont, right? I'll choose Wavy Gravy anytime. And just for fun, a shout out to Wavy Gravy. He was managed by Lenny Bruce, and his first gig Lenny Bruce booked for him was opening for Thelonious Monk. Anyway, just
wow,
call in all these people.
I mean, the difference is really clear. What Wavy Gravy did at his festival was make food for people. That was a lot of security.
Mm.
At Altamont, you know, not so much food shirt.
No. Well, again, you know, tapped into omens, and it's very much, you know, on our work table, you know, how do we want to gather, you know, with what kind of purpose? And where I'm so heartened, especially by your chapter 10 of the Psychedelic Explorer's Guide, but all of it's really useful, is like, to solve problems, to gather with a small group, to engage with entheogenic sacrament, to solve problems. And I love this. This is my fondest dream. You know, and I will aspire to not complain. But just a lot of the different entheo groups I was in, people were like, oh, my mother was mean to me when I was four. And I'm like, the gates of cooperating with all of nature are opening at this time of dire beauty. And you're like, mmm, mmm, mmm. What are the possibilities here? Let's open the, it's like, all right, I want to be with more, not grown-ups exactly, but dedicated. And you go into that, the dedication. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I mean, the nice thing is, as long as you're in nature, you're never alone. And lately I've been, during the pandemic, I ended up kind of with a fairly personal relationship with a couple of trees, and I still go in and check in with them, and they have things to say.
Yes. No, that's so great. Mentors are mentors, and when I hosted Bill McKibben and the Kaya Windwood some ways back, you know, and I said, who are your mentors? And Akaya said, well, there's this redwood tree. And Bill McKibben, bless his indefatigable, dedicated self, but he said, well, I'm not a tree hugger because that's dismissive. And he kind of hopped around for a while. And then he goes, but actually, my main mentor is this tree, and I talk to it every day. And I'm like, you're safe here, Bill. You can be. This is the realm of participatory animism. We can all relax our colonized mind. So do you feel also that, you know, what you love, the mushrooms and the LSD, that they do decondition us, right?
They relax the boundaries. And it's really like when you know, if you walk around with your hand in a fist, you can't pick anything up. But as soon as you open your hand, there's a lot of opportunities.
That's great.
And just before, you know, we got together, I walked next door and saw some flowers, and there were a bunch of very pretty, you know, one color flowers, but two of the flowers were much brighter and different color, and I thought, oh, Carolyn's gonna like that.
Yes, definitely. So we do. And then just for the fun of it, tying everything together here. So we are in Fun Drive, and we're doing a real show. We are honored and entho-enthused to be hosting James Fadiman, you know, and his book, Psychedelic Explorer's Guide, for a pledge of $100. And I can say with an honest heart, I have unconflicted enthusiasm for this book, right? And it goes very well with last week. Last week we were doing the 60s, and we, you know, hosted Laurel Krauss, the sister of Alison Krauss, who was killed at Kent State. So we've been humming the 60s are humming, right? But our last week's proffering is this book, The Dawn of Everything, which we're still offering by David Graeber and David Wengrow. And I think it goes really well with the Psychedelic Explorer's Guide for a Pledge. Dawn of Everything, because it's the entire history of humans gathering, and how did we lose our sense of creative agency that we can make decisions, you know, and to always question authority. And to toss it back to you, you know, again, the entheogens do guide us to our own authority, right?
Well, you discover that you weren't, you know, you weren't lost. You just didn't notice where you were, and that everybody is still there. And when you really let go of yourself, for some of us, it feels like a chorus of angels says, oh, you're back, you noticed, hello. We haven't missed you because you never left, but you didn't know that.
That's just the kind of talk we like. That's super, super great. And then, you know, I have been, you know, a long-time entheo enthusiast, just central to everything, and then I like tying it with anarchism as a spiritual thing. But I do rely on this book, The Psychedelic Explorer's Guide, for the microdosing and your soon coming out book, the dosage amounts, because it's like, well, I just have been nibbling here and there. I don't really know how many grams or things that the thing is. And even with the microdosing LSD, although I will say, I did take one 10 milligram, microgram, a tiny, Thank you. The other day, and it was like, oh, very strong. One, just a teeny amount, and it's like, and what do you think about? I've noticed with the microdosing psilocybe and the teeny LSD, that it does seem in a very positive way to be cumulative. Like the next day, I go, I didn't take anything, but I still feel kinned and marveling at the beauty and the patterns. Yeah.
We now call that the second day effect, which is it lasts at least 2 days. So that's why people should never take it day after day, because it's like it's a waste. Aside from that, you miss the amazing. A lot of people have said, hey, second day is better. So, yeah, microdosing, it's like your system gets a little boost and then the LSD goes away and your system says, you know, I'm going to fill in as much as I can of what I just got. And literally, your health improves that second day as your body takes over and takes advantage of the improvement.
Yes.
And then
I know
give a little pitch
please.
For the book for KPFA. I know
oh, good,
that's
good, good.
Interrupting a program, but hey.
No. Do it. Yeah.
I have since I wrote the book, I have a shelf now of psychedelic books and how terrific they are and what happened to me and how special I am and how many indigenous people did you ever meet and all that. But I realized nobody has simply written how to benefit from a high dose safely with a friend. That no one has continued to push that because we kind of got medicalized and you need two therapists and you know, and a special room and so forth. But we've lost the reality that most of us have taken most of our psychedelic experiences not inside a university laboratory. So that's what the book still has that you can't get anywhere else. And it's a real bargain because you get to help KPFA, of which I have been a member, I was going to say for the last number of wars, but certainly from Vietnam on.
Right.
And it's really, you know, without KPFA, there's just a kind of slight ignorance you go around with. So I'm really excited. You know, I don't pitch anything and I never recommend anything. So this is breaking all tradition for me. But it's a great book and it's a great station and you should take advantage of helping them and helping yourself.
That's great. 800.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You go.
Well, I just want to be all honest. I make about 78 cents.
Right. Right. No, so here is our ally, James Fadiman. We have not met, but I feel great kinship and appreciation forwards and backwards. Perhaps our friendship is a memory of the future, and your wife, Dorothy, too. Hi there. I love that. So again, you know, this sacrament, even just reading about it, is a micro dose. I do feel it's a gift. We can thank Albert Hofmann and thank the Mushroom World too, and all medicine people who've used it as a remedial tool, sacrament, really, to guide us humans, our rogue species, back to having some manners. I like saying animism, it's not a belief, it's just good manners. You know, And that is, I think, what the entheogens really guide us to, which is, you know, manners and respect and living beings and the fields around everything and, yes, and participating. Because what you're dedicated to and what's in this really, really splendid book, Psychedelic Explorer's Guide, you know, is how shall we quicken all of our participatory skills now, right? I mean, and that's
right.
That's part of why you wrote this book, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's how can we, as the Dalai Lama says, you can be a little kinder. And psychedelics do that. I mean, Paul Sammons recently had a great little quote. He said, people who take psychedelic mushrooms are nicer. And what he's saying is an observation. It's not a kind of a political position. When you hang out with psychedelic people with psychedelic experience, they are nicer because they're not so caught thinking they're only an ego. And it's such a great relaxation and a lot more gets done and a lot more kindness happens in the world.
Yes. Now, the last time I introduced Stamets at the Eclipse, the August 2017 Eclipse Festival in Oregon. But we were talking about science proving folklore now. And he was referencing the Johns Hopkins studies on psilocybe mushrooms, saying that they're kind of proving that it calms down the amygdala, increases curiosity, kindness, and confidence. And
wow.
Stamets says those are leadership qualities, right?
Right.
I love that.
Yeah. They're out there. They're growing. I mean, one of the wonderful things about all the mushrooms is they've never known that they're illegal.
Right.
So they just keep growing everywhere.
Right.
Paul Samuelson used to take people down to the courthouse in his hometown
yes.
when he wanted to show them where there would be mushrooms, because when people would get arrested, their body, their clothing would fill up spores. And as they went in and out of the court, they'd be dropping spores into the grass on both sides of the walk.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's great too. Yeah, well, that's one story, a true story, and then the other story that he many people say is that, you know, it's like, you know, where people disturb nature is where the mushrooms crop up to, like, here, can we help you? And that was another story about why he said they're volunteering to grow outside police stations, because it's like, well, this is where we're really needed. But yeah, and there's Albert Hofmann with. He took 250 micrograms, right? That was his
right.
his bicycle
was the
ride.
The smallest he could imagine would have any effect at all.
Ah.
Which is what we call gloriously wrong.
Right, because the microdosing is 10, right?
Yeah, 10 or less.
Yeah, 10 or less, right? Yeah, because I found, yeah.
I've got people who are reporting no more migraines on 1 microgram. 1 million
wow,
microgram.
Really interesting.
Yeah, that isn't, yeah.
Right. And you do, yeah, there's a lot to delve there. You do mention, you know, Andy Weil said that he got over his cat allergy. And I was there when he decided that he would no longer react to mosquito bites. And while on LSD, and he was like, no, oh, body, you don't need to react. We're just going to let the mosquito take blood, and that's fine. And he did it. He let the mosquito take blood, and he didn't get an itchy bite. And it's like, there's a lot to play with here. I think it's part of the model of, you know, tyranny hooks us into the addiction to having an enemy. You know, and what Andy was, well, what we're all, what you're exploring and honoring and guiding is, you know, it's an addiction to having an enemy. We can't afford, right? And that everything
right.
is a potential ally in some way if we're in the right angle of relating. So,
I just had an exchange about this program with Robert Fort, who's a friend of both of ours of sorts.
Yes.
And he was complaining about, he had complained to you years ago about pedophiles in the government. And I wrote
yes.
him today that there are probably pedophiles out of the government. And he wrote back, he said, you know, the nice thing about pedophiles is they drive slowly through school crossings.
Well, I'm glad he's kept his humor. That's right. There you are. There
exactly.
you are, you little
exactly.
rascal, Bob Forte.
Yes. Right. So there's a way of starting with what is possible and what is good. And one of the nice things about when you use psychedelics, as almost all of the people listening probably know, is you are not so willing to find someone else wrong or dislikable. You just find that there are things that don't work, and either you work it out or you step around them. You know, a teacher of mine once said, you know, when there's a big hole in the road, you don't walk over it and fall in. You look and you walk around it.
That's good. It sometimes takes, you know, I like, you know, being my own comeuppance. You know, when I was part of different groups and entheo groups, and people were like, bah, da, ba, da, ba, da, ba, you know, and I go, they're fending off wonder. But then I realized I was fending off wonder by minding how much they were fending off wonder. It's like, oh, it's back to me again. Okay, here we go. But,
yeah.
But so time, standing still. Hofmann said, neither coming nor going. I love that. And then we have to be a little less fascinating. We have to exhort. We have to take time to exhort here. Oh, team, oh, dedicated listeners, you know, entheo enthusiasts or not yet. So we are here, James Fadiman and I, encouraging and magnetizing you to go to the phone to pledge a mere $100 for the Psychedelic Explorer's Guide by James Fadiman. For a pledge of $100, 800-439-5732. And I think it goes really well with The Dawn of Everything by David Graeber and David Grungroh for a pledge of $125. And I think it goes really well for the 100-Year War on Palestine by Rashid Khalidi for a pledge of $100. I think it all works well. It's like, you know, take a microdose and read The Dawn of Everything and then get informed about Palestine and Bob's your uncle. So 800-439-5732 or online securely, kpfa.org. We want to move into the column. We have, you know, Lou and Modesto saying, I really love KPFA. It's like, that's good. All right. Remember to call on behalf of many, many dogs. Listen to this show, I am told. Call on behalf of your dog. Many people who can't pledge or call, you know, do it for them. Because I also want to, you know, while we're magnetizing, I got a lot of tips too. In one of the things, the set and setting, you talk about Bach's B minor suite.
Yep.
Oops. I'm hearing water. It's the flow of money into KPFA's coffers. That's good. It's the waters of life. And then you know we'll play with well, you mentioned so many people, but do you remember, you know, maybe I'm just springing this on you, but do you remember saying how Bach's B minor suite is just a fantastic thing to listen to? Oh, Huxley said that. That's what it was.
Yeah, no, but I'll give mine, which is Faure's Requiem, which when you're on psychedelics, it has an incredible crescendo followed by an incredible crescendo followed by a couple more of those, and each one, you just feel the, you know, your world open up. It's a fantastic piece.
Right. And you know, because you mention our ancestors, Albert Hoffman, Aldous Huxley, Stan Grof is breathing. Hello, Stan Grof.
Yep.
You know, Alexander Shulgin, Tim Leary. But so Andy Weil read The Doors of Perception and wrote to Aldous Huxley, and Aldous Huxley sent him a gallon jar of mescaline powder, which Andy took to the Cambridge, Massachusetts pharmacy, and they capped it for him. It was legal then, right? So there's that.
You know, wonderful.
Yeah, and then you get to the third wave, Charles Tart, Bill Wilson, right? Bill Wilson, the founder of AA, right? And in his conversation with Carl Jung, you know, and a lot of AA people don't know this, Bill Wilson thought that taking mushrooms was fine, just fine, in fact, encouraged. And he was... I think often teasing Carl Jung, saying, Carl, you know, come on, let's eat some mushrooms together. And Carl Jung said an interesting thing, I mean, grumpy and smart as he was. He said, I would, except every time you dive into an entheogenic realm, it gives you more work to do. And if I felt like I was caught up, I would take some. Which is an interesting thought, you know. But I want to come back to what one of the things I found most heartening, and I really want to do for the next 30 years is to gather in dedication with a few people, you know, to really invite in, you know, open portals to invite in what we all need now. Is that part of your enthusiasm now?
Yeah, because what's happening is the worldwide acceptance of psychedelic high dose and microdose is opening those doors all over. And when people get together, and I find if I say to a group, hey, how many of you have done such and such with psychedelics? And this wave of hands goes up and the atmosphere in the room shifts. It's like, oh, I'm with all my close relatives. And that shift is what we're looking for.
Right.
Which is we really know, you know, we're in this together. And while we, you know, many of us would like the species to survive, so we're working at it. And
well,
as Paul says, we're nicer. Now imagine if we could just make, you know, certain groups, which we all are mad at, nicer.
Yes. Kinder, feeling kinship, wafting it, you know, and even just, you know, let's think that we're doing it now, James Fadiman, that this station, this show is a microdose for everybody listening. Let's just do that. We're all on a journey of kinship and participatory kinship and wonder and wondering what's the most positive good each one of us could do now. And wonder is a great sacrament that it really invites us. We wonder because part of what's available now, and entheogens are right there with us, is wonder magnetizes the responsive augury. Like, I wonder, okay, all right, you know, over there, tree. And I think it's that participatory kinship. It's like the world is alive with stories, and you know, oh tree, if you tell me your story, I will tell it for you. I think these experimental backstage deals, there's a part of your book also, The Psychedelic Explorer's Guide. You really want this book for a pledge of $100 by calling 800-439-5732. Because there's a part also when you're talking in The Psychedelic Explorer's Guide about microdosing, and that you said that was perhaps your own, you know, bias or whatever that dissolved quickly about indigenous medicine people did do what we now call microdosing, just a little nibble, yep, just to put kinship right there.
Just a few, yeah, we only have a few thousand years of use that we, quote, Westerners discovered. Hooray. And what we know is that it was used, I mean, just to excite people a little bit, at least in Gabon in Africa with ibogaine, one of the two uses, main uses that we know of, is to improve hunting, higher perception, better vision, more endurance, and according to the B2E, better sex. So if you have no other reason to take psychedelics, that's enough.
Yes. No, that's true. The psychedelics are enticing. Come this way for better sex, and meanwhile, we'll make you kinder and more participatory as a bonus secret benefit. That's really good. And then part of the again that you do address that, you know, what if the psychedelics, what if the micro and macro dosing of LSD and mushrooms increase our relationship to reality? I had a friend, Dr. Wu, Steely Dan wrote a song about him because he helped him get off heroin. But Dr. Wu had he said he was often accompanied by 12-foot-tall praying mantises from a very warlike planet. And we were like, ooh, I don't know. But I was talking to Terrence. We were at the Botanical Preservation Corps, you know, in Veracruz, Mexico, taking everything. And Terrence said, oh, yeah, no, old shovelhead. We call that 10-foot, 12-foot tall praying mantis old shovel hood. You run into him a lot. So it's like, it's a being. Anyway, so there's that. And then, increasing, you know, reality. I've had some wonderful experiences with that. But in keeping with what you said, you know, when we were with a group of entheo-enthusiasts in the rainforest, including Terrence, you know, and my traveling companion, well, I said to my traveling companion, what a great group of humans. They're, you know, everyone is really a good autonomous citizen. And he goes, that's because they're all gardeners, you know. And I want to toss it back to you with, yeah, he's right, with Steve Jobs, because in our group there were all kinds of people, some the co-founder of Microsoft, you know, who had their own entheo formulas for writing code.
Sure.
You know,
When I gave a talk once in San Francisco, and someone was saying, well, the only time I use low doses of psychedelics is when I have a coding problem. Now, that was cool, but what was really cool is around this room, remember San Francisco entrepreneurs, etc., there was a lot of murmuring, like, So people get that problem solving is a lot easier if you can more easily get your brain to associate with the parts that it doesn't often talk to. Somewhere you have a huge amount of research, okay? Tim Ferriss has his comment, which is, of all the billionaires I know in Silicon Valley, all of them have taken LSD. So that does not say that it's good or bad to be a billionaire, but it does say that psychedelics are useful depending on what your intentions are.
Yes, and I want to do a shout-out, a thank you to Priscilla. I love Priscilla. In Clyde, Texas, we have listeners everywhere who pledged for the Psychedelic Explorer's Guide, Safe, Therapeutic, and Sacred Journeys by James Fetterman. Yes, a splendid ally, my Eclipse team, Priscilla, that's good. So we apparently we're being a little too fascinating, James. We have to bang the kettle here and go, oh, team, you know, this is a wonderful book, and it is a present. If you pledge $100, you get the Psychedelic Explorer's Guide by James Fadiman. It is a wonderful, wonderful, useful book. Even if it's not your familiar realm, it's a lot about consciousness and plant kinship. And how do we bring all of our participatory skills alive now? Now we need them. So that book, you know, it can be yours, and as a wonderful person. Oh, as a wonderful person, it was you. It was James Fetterman who said, it's like, I don't pitch anything, but I'm pitching this show and this book. Right. It's you right there. That's somebody important said it. It was you. Right. And so, you know, we don't, and I don't have unconflicted enthusiasm for any old thing, you know. So this book, which is super, super useful and ardent and dedicated and pertinent, Psychedelic Explorer's Guide by James Fetterman, for a pledge of $100 by calling 800-439-5732. Numa. 800-439-5732. Shall we have our hypnotizing, magnetizing? Oh, good. Oh, it's working. Steve in Sausalito. That'll do. I like the visionary activist, the herbal highway. It's good to have some positive solutions with all the gloomy news. And letters in politics, that's right. We like KPFA, and somehow including a bit of humor. Yes, thank you, Steve. All right, so Steve and Priscilla are leading the way. That's good, all right. But we want to have surprising fun here. You did bring up so many things in your book, Psychedelic Explorer's Guide, by our guest James Fetterman. So we honor, you know, Alan Watts. Hi there. You quote Coleman Barks. He's a buddy, and an entheo enthusiast, yep, on occasion. Huxley, of course. Houston Smith, right? And we're going back to 1969. I'm in hippie high school, and I'm not quite entheoed yet. I'm still grumpy. And I had Houston Smith's book on world religions, and I was like, nom, nom. And my brother Joe, we were all leaving things. He was leaving his straight life. He said, no, Houston Smith is your friend. This book is not your enemy. I'm like, oh, you're right. You're right. And this is also part of it, too, which is like to calm down our antagonistic amygdala and go, no, embrace and spiral as kinship, right? And then you talk about the Shulgins and Bill Wilson and Peter Coyote. Hey there. I think Peter Coyote, he narrates everything. Doesn't Peter Coyote narrate our dreams? I think he's everywhere.
Oh, I think, but if we're very, very fortunate, we've been very good boys and girls, we get Peter Coyote in our dreams.
That's a super great idea. Again, these themes of symbiotic mutualism. But I don't know, wherever you want to go is completely fine, but do you feel like gathering with people, a few, you know, that you think are really good to go, let's have a dedicated journeying? Are you microdosing yourself? Are you still doing big things 6 months apart?
There's a saying that says, you know, when God answers your question, you hang up the phone. It's Jean-Paul Sartre. I'm still carrying and using what I've been learning. Microdosing is a different realm. It's like the best of food, best of health food, and the best of nice people. Very different. It's also magical in places where medicine is a failure, like long COVID. So it's a different world. Right now, I just was in a meeting of this wonderful, wonderful group. Shout out to the Santa Cruz Psychedelic Society.
I must go find them.
Just did an evening with a friend, Rachel Hendrickson, and me. She does herbs and things, and I do things. And the San Jose and this And it couldn't have been a more open, multi-age, you know, multi-everything group. Everyone being nice to everyone else. It was like, you know, it's like you get to go to the party. That is actually kind of what you most want everyone to be thinking about. And everyone has a splendid time and nobody wants to go. So, yes.
No, that is great.
If you don't have a close circle of friends, there is a tree near you that would love to be friends. And I do want to give one shout out to tree, because there's a level of wisdom that we can use in our stressed and how much we can get done selves. The tree said to me one day during the pandemic, if you can't see the tops of the trees, you're walking too fast.
Oh.
And I thought, what does that mean? It means that you only see the tops of the trees if you're walking at a pace where you're in perfect balance, so you can look up as much as you wish. You don't have to look where your feet are going.
No, that's great. And speaking of, you know, the healing part and the neuroplasticity, and I know that when I had, you know, big underworld medical adventure, I call it, you know, having been diagnosed with inappropriately enthusiastic cells, that's what I call it. So my job was to out-enthuse them. And then a friend, thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Debbie in Berkeley. All right, we're rising, we're stirring. Also pledged for the wonderful book, The Psychedelic Explorer's Guide, Safe, Therapeutic, and Sacred Journeys by James Fadiman. Thank you, Debbie in Berkeley. All right, we're getting there. But a friend said, here's some, you know, original LSD. It'll put you back together. It did.
Whoa.
I am more and kind of reawakened the dancing and erotic self that had gone away, going, oh, it's back. So these are, you know, allies, and it's, I love that you said, I went and talked to Tree, and it's again dissolving our inhibitions. I love that, you know, a woman giving a TED talk on cannabis, and somebody said, you know, well, why do people always laugh in this foolish way when they smoke cannabis? And she said, oh, the cannabis doesn't make humans laugh. We are a laughing species. It just relaxes our inhibitions so that we can be who we really are. I love that.
That's terrific. Right.
It is terrific. Right.
And in terms of people who are hesitating about their donation, because they already have the book, if you get another copy, then you have one to give away to people, and you don't have to keep worrying about getting it back.
Yes, that's exactly right. And then the computer went away, but there we go. Curious. All right, never mind that. That's right. Yes. So yes, get one, put it in the library, leave it around, put it in people's mailboxes, leave it on a corner, have one for yourself, have one in every room, for a pledge of $100. Again, do join Debbie. And we are encouraging 1-800-439-5732. KPFA.org.
And matching. Now it's time for matching.
It's time for matching.
Sorry, Caroline. I just have to, there's nowhere to jump in nicely.
No. Jump in. I was. This is our Laura, our Laura.
I'm the fund drive manager here at KPFA. I do have a listener from Occidental who's put up a $500 match for these last 9 minutes in this program. So from now on, all the donations will be matched by this donor in Occidental. So this is an extra special time, as if it wasn't special enough, to give to KPFA. 1-800-439-5732. That's the number to call. And kpfa.org is
Let me just do a shout out to Occidental. Occidental, wonderful. Years ago, I was giving a talk for great organic farmers, and one of the main Silicon Valley donors who was like, you have an astrologer talking about entheogens to this group. I'm taking my money. And the mayor of Occidental said, we're not hiding our altars anymore. You can take your money and buzz off. And he was like, no, I really want to stay. Anyway, so Occidental for not hiding altars anymore. You know, Occidental for not being intimidated by grown-up money, but having such a good party that the grown-up money wants to stay anyway. So, yeah, absolutely. Thank you. That's great. Laura, everybody can chime in. But, yes, we have a match for $500. Five is a magic number, sacred to Venus. Let's do this. 800-439-5732. And as a thank you gift, you get the invaluable Psychedelic Explorer's Guide. I'm using it already, like thumbing through it with sticky notes everywhere, going, oh, I've been taking too much. I've been taking too little. I should be doing more of this, you know, and with friends and with a dedicated person, and we can win the Nobel Prize. All right, so that's for a pledge of $100. KPFA.org is great. I'm wild about the book, Dawn of Everything. Goes really well. History of humans, remembering their creative agency, question authority, inhale your own authority. So they go really well together. But yeah, and and Laura, feel free to be.
Yeah, we do have one caller. Oh, wait, two callers on the line. Why don't you join them? 1-800-439-5732. You can get the thank you gift, the Psychedelic Explorer's Guide, Safe, Therapeutic, and Sacred Journeys by James Fadiman, or you can just give either way. Three callers. That's great. That's
okay. Yeah. That's great. And we are very honored to have James Fadiman. I've wanted to meet you for years, James, and here we are. We must keep this going. Because you have a wonderful, wonderful, dedicated, creative, prodigious life that is such a gift. You're the entheo human version of KPFA.
It's great though that also that you're a supporter of KPFA. We just had Richard Walensky on with a Joan Baez interview, and she is also a supporter of KPFA. So it's really nice to have our guests also be part of the KPFA community.
Well, remember last week my guest actually pledged, right?
Right.
Laurel Krauss, bless her heart. Right, everybody here, this is democracy and money, the waters of life, you know, and money is so happy to go someplace that is contributing to community good. We want these narrations. Al Jazeera is, banned in Israel, right? We want news outlets. We got to know what's happening in order to, and then add the entheogens in order to participate with all of our skills. And the likes of great allies, it's the confluencing of allies. And James Fadiman is a great ally of the goodness in humans, and his book, Psychedelic Explorer's Guide, is invaluable and wonderful. So, all right, the callers, they must be taking a long time on the call. They're not showing quite up.
Yeah, sometimes
yet here,
they do take a little while. Yeah,
alrighty.
So you can also go to kpfa.org and not have to wait on hold or take a while. You can go at your own pace there to support and donate KPFA. Or, you can join the four callers at 1-800-439-5732.
That's great. Yeah, join the four callers. May they be 400, and your dogs are trying to dial too, and cats. Cats are a little slower, but the dogs are really up for it. And and again, remember that we have lots of homeless listeners. I hear from people who work with them in the streets of the Bay Area, and that's why again KPFA is so important. To go to a commercial station, going, what I'm really after is the audience I'm really after is homeless, incarcerated, and animal lovers. That's my top market desirable thing, and everybody else here too, of course. And so it's like it's democracy, and who brought what. And all the chapters of our lives are reporting in, and James Fadiman has been indefatigably dedicated, to our plant alliance, right, and the democratization of the Psychedelic Explorer's Guide, Safe, Therapeutic, and Sacred Journeys by James Fadiman, for a pledge of $100 by calling 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. Yeah, and just for the fun of it, the moon is in Virgo now. The moon was in Virgo when I was born. It was in Virgo when James Fadiman was born, and it's the witch's moon and the wizard's moon. So if you feel that you are a witchy wizard word crafter, then go to the phone and call 800-439-5732. I'm tap dancing here, tap dancing for everything. So is there anything, Laura, you're good at exhorting in a grown-up
we can thank a couple people who have just come through with donations for KPFA, Rebecca in Daly City and in Los Altos. They both got the thank you gift, the Psychedelic Explorers Guide. So
Your book is a hit, James. We're going to have your microdosing book when it comes out, too, that you just finished, allowing you to be here. We are grateful. Yeah, Anne in Los Altos, thank you. Exactly. So, yeah, no, that's the one thing that everyone is pledging for this hour. There we go. Bless your heart. And James Fadiman. Yeah, and just again, symbiotic mutualism. Well, you said, James, you said that synchronicity brought us together because you had just finished typing the last words. So synchronicity...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, we are the way in which the creation speaks to itself through the agency of synchronicity, and then we can also do a whole thing on animals. Amy in Napa, thank you. Amy in Napa also pledged for the Psychedelic Explorer's Guide. We're crawling into respectability. We're almost into four figures. We can do it. Okay, and the $500 match will be really great. Occidental, calling Occidental, the powerful, you know, mayor and citizens and organic wine growers there. It's a power base. I haven't been in too long, but I should go. So thank you, Amy in Napa, call center. That's great. All right.
Yeah, like only 130 to go. So yeah, and three callers on the line. So that's great.
That's good. Okay, James, do you wanna have a? Would you like a well wishing, or do you want to send and receive, you know, reciprocal blessing and any last little bit we're on our way out here?
All I can tell you is being on this side of pledge is sure a lot more fun than the other way around. And the other thing is, I'm a sustaining member, and I want to make it clear that there are two reasons for being a sustaining member. Dorothy and I both are. One is, we feel decent and good, and it's the right thing to do, and KPFA is fantastic. The other, and I have to admit this, is you can then go through pledge, and you don't feel that kind of, that kind of discomfort that comes with pledge when you know you should be helping. So I urge you to become a sustaining member for your own mental health.
That's excellent.
And also
you get the book. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And onward for more kahooting on air and off. Thanks always to Kirsten Thomas. Thank you, Laura Privis. We're into four figures. We're into respectability. The grown-ups will appreciate this. That's great. Thank you, team. Thank you, Kirsten. Thank you, Laura. Thank you so much, James Fadiman. Onward. We will reconvene next week. Woof, 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 woof.